When Maya searched for a way to go by car to see Minara's ship tracks, he saw three part tracks deep in the grass of a remote location and asked Semjace if she or Plia had been there. He was told that none of them had been there. Minara and Rala also noticed the traces, but were unable to obtain any results. There must have been a flying craft there that they are not familiar with. After a thorough reconnaissance of the area, they only know that a negative intelligence strolled through the area. Amatu has sensed that they were trying to cause mischief for him. She recommends that Maya always brings his weapon with him to their contacts or walk elsewhere in the environment. There is something that is not as it should be. He should be extremely careful and really protect himself very well because they do not have the ability at the moment to devote themselves to this matter. Next week, they will be able to examine the area around his home. Attack against Maya, wheel nuts loosened. Semjace tells Maya that they are not always able to detect and prevent all dangers to him. In one case, they were able to prevent an evil event at the last second from occurring when he drove with friends in their car. The car started to jump when the lug nuts twisted off of the wheels. This was not neglect by the workers at the repair station, as he had thought, but a deliberate attack against the lives of him and his friends. Semjace investigated this herself because it seemed peculiar that the nuts would be loose on all four wheels. She discovered that an unknown person loosened the nuts on the wheels the night before. Secret Brazilian Neo-Nazi Group UFO Attack. Semjace also investigated the Winkler Riot Woods at Wetsicon, near Maya's home, where there were traces of an unknown beamed ship that had been previously discovered by him. She found that it belonged to a private Brazilian group that was used to perform a reconnaissance of Maya's circumstances. There were five people that used it to examine everything thoroughly. The ship had been stolen years ago when a crew from a far galaxy landed in Brazil during an emergency. Although the ship's interstellar propulsion unit was destroyed, the planetary gravitation drive was still operational for planetary flights. Weeks after seeing the ship's landing traces, Maya saw the craft at Winkai Riot while searching for it. It enticed him into an area where two men continuously watched him with the intention of killing him. Fortunately, he drove at night with the vehicle's lights off and was not clearly visible to the men. A shot from a gun missed him, but he drove further onwards to see if another attempt would be tried. When a primitive light missile was directed at him from the beam ship, he was illuminated in bright light. Maya realized the danger he was in and threw himself into a cave. When the bright light faded, he drove away. He suffered from being overtired and was not conscious of the true connections of those events. As a result, Semjace recommended to him that he keep himself secure to the best of his ability. He should trust his caring friends, who are trying to protect him, and agree to a wireless communications system for security. Maya called himself an idiot and said that it has been rather much for him. He knows that he was wrong and agrees to follow her advice and orders. Semjace says that he has been guided by his feelings to not deceive his friends and not endanger his mission. He weeps inside and she can feel it. He is warned to be watchful of the coming intrigues where others will attempt to penetrate into his group. They will threaten to destroy everything and Amata will be in great danger. His enemies work quickly and will not let 2 days pass without another attack. Olga Walder, troubled for Maya's security. Semjace asks Maya to convey her thanks to all of his friends for their great help and understanding. She especially wants to thank Olga for she has troubled herself very much for his security. By her initiative, the steps were finally taken which have been necessary for a long time. Semjace saw the necessity of this during the previous week and especially last weekend. Assassination attempts on Maya by Zionists. Semjace says that her father, Tua, has cleared up the circumstances around secret events of the previous months involving three attempts on Maya's life. The attacks trace back to two different groups with completely different interests. The first attempt was engineered by elements of the Israeli command because of the disclosure of the Talmud of Jmanuel. Rashid, the one who had found it and translated it, was killed by these same elements in Baghdad in March of 1976. This same danger exists in the future for Meir as the Israeli command searches for him in order to fulfill a secret order. He is cautioned to be very attentive and extremely cautious. 2,000 years ago, they were successful in destroying the truth until now, when Meir has revealed it again. Their greed for world domination is endless and any means will be used to realize their goal. Meir is a threat to them because he is spreading the truth, in general, and especially the truth about them, but primarily, the truth from the Talmud, which menaces their imperious plans. So, he is cautioned to pay attention to any rumors regarding Zionists. Two attacks by secret neo-Nazi group in Brazil. The other two attempts on Meir's life were performed by a Nazi-like group, which established itself after the end of the war, in Brazil. They stole German and Canadian plans for the construction of flying discs. Now, they can fly anywhere within Earth's atmosphere. They also obtained possession of a spaceship from a human race of a distant star system. Its interstellar propulsion system was destroyed, but its anti-gravity drive could still be used for planetary flight. They used this ship to pursue Meir. This was the same ship that he had previously found traces of at Winkel Riot near Wetzikon, where it had landed 2 weeks before. The crew that used the craft to come to Earth all died when their breathing containers became empty. The canisters contained a poisonous gas that is still unknown on Earth. Because this ship could have been used by the Nazis for evil purposes on Earth, the Pledgerans destroyed it while it was not being watched for a few moments. Meir is told to beware of the neo-Nazis because they also fear for their existence as a result of his disclosures. He is cautioned to be attentive of the fact that they are located in Germany and are associated with the circles there that work against him. Meir says that this is pretty news. He is told that, for 2,000 years, it was written that evil entities from around the world would be against him. Those hungry for power and possessions will attempt to damage the truth. They often use twilight and make allies of misled elements. Meir and his group. Sam Jace says that they have found Meir to be the right human being to contact and she is very glad about it. He belongs to a group of people who occupy themselves with fringe and spiritual sciences. She has studied the interests of this group and found it to be unique. They work together in a practical and friendly way. She noticed how other groups unfortunately occupy themselves with matters that are untrue. They perform experiments that they do not understand and often search for wrong explanations. They function according to their superstitions and the heresies of religions. She congratulates his group for meeting any matter openly and practically, unlike the mystical way that others do. She encourages them to maintain this good behavior and Meir thanks her. Meir to form a group that will inform others. Sam Jace tells Meir to form a group from his circle of friends who will dedicate themselves to a mission, which this group will undertake. These people, and others, will be of immense importance for the continuing existence of all living forms on the Earth. This group should be concerned with keeping scientists and governments from undertaking certain research, discoveries, and achievements that can bring death, damage, and destruction over all of humanity and the entire solar system. Her message is, the Pledgerans have controlled all spheres of the planet for many decades and have monitored continuous increases in worldly events along with their dangerous effects. For some years, they have noticed a steady increase of dangerous changes in the atmosphere which will have deadly consequences for all life on Earth. The ozone layer of the stratosphere is increasingly changing from the irresponsible achievements of mankind. Different gaseous chemicals, especially bromine gas, reach the ozone stratum and slowly dissolve it. It has already been affected and destroyed by 6.38%. This has already started to become harmful to all forms of life and is able to cause mutative changes. This change has occurred only within the last 60 years. Because of this change, the increased ultraviolet radiations from the sun affects all creatures. The ozone layer has been hindered from providing its protection at various levels in different areas. Within a few decades, The danger will exist in three areas and cause complete destruction, if the release of these destructive factors is not limited. Everything in these areas will be exposed to painful destruction with no hope of rescue. The main destructive chemicals are set free by internal combustion engines and matter, destroying processes from atomic energy. In addition, every spray bottle releases bromine and other gases that slowly, but systematically, destroys the atmosphere. Recently, researchers and scientists have sought to evaluate this effect in order to pursue their own irresponsible delusion for power and weapon technology. They have already invented basic ideas for building missiles with the destructive and deadly substance of bromine. When launched and exploded in the atmosphere, it would tear a huge hole in the ozone layer and cause all ultraviolet radiations from the sun to penetrate unhampered. Such a hole would require hundreds of years to close once again and to no longer be destructive. Another consideration is that a hole in the ozone layer would not be stationary and would wander, causing uncontrollable destruction in other regions. This has been hidden from the public. Sam Jace tells Mayer to form a group that is dedicated to the prevention of such madness. This group will reach government officials and scientists in order to make them aware of the error in their ways. It is in the interest of all life on Earth for an agreement to be reached among all nations to prohibit such madness. They should address these issues with Mr. McElroy at Harvard University in the United States because he is a decisive scientist in this field. Humanity should know that its ancestors once brought all of mankind near the brink of ruin and had to evacuate the planet in wild flight. They should be warned that barbarism and a thirst for power are deadly traits. Mayer again exhorted to form a group. Sam Jace says that she is pleased with Mayer's work of spreading the truth, but is concerned that it is spread to too few people and bears too few results. She notices that everything is burdened by him and that he proceeds slowly. It is urgently demanded that a group be formed and be dedicated to accomplishing the work intensively. Mayer states that, although he has advanced a lot of funds, this undertaking costs much money and he does not know where to get it. She says that she understands his financial problems and that they burden him very much. Because this concerns all of mankind, each worker must actively contribute their own share. Changes of this kind are not made by the great masses of mankind, but by the initiatives of individuals who lay the cornerstones for change. Their efforts provide the basis to build upon in the future. Mayer is a laborer of spirit in all trades. Although he is very talented with his hands, he must now work at organizing his group. He is told to only supply the organizational leadership and leave the manual work to someone else that is suited for it. Mayer often exhausts himself from manual labors. Sam Jace tells Mayer that he is so occupied with his spiritual development that he could also exhaust himself with manual labor. Because of that, he is not as strong as he assumes and physical exhaustion could affect his health. His immense spiritual force drives his physical body to exhaustion. They have observed him throughout his life and have studied him thoroughly. They have often influenced people to rescue him whenever he was in dangerous situations. He says that he never noticed this help. Sam Jace suggests that Mayer is a center. Mayer called for Sam Jace telepathically because he was in need of spiritual refreshment. There was no one else that he could relate to spiritually. All who are interested in this field live far away and perform their daily duties, so they are only able to meet every 2 or 3 weeks and indulge in spiritual themes. Sam Jace says that it is necessary for them to meet at least once a week. She also suggests that they raise a center and live together in close proximity so that they can exercise themselves spiritually every day. Mayer says that he and his friend FL have thought of this already and considered a farmyard for this purpose. But, this is very expensive and requires at least 500,000 Swiss francs for it. Sam Jace says that they will realize a plan for it when they work earnestly together. She is ready to help with crystals and precious stones which they could sell and obtain the necessary funds faster. Mayer expresses concern that they cannot sell these things as being from other planets. She tells him to sell the items for their normal value with the designation that their origins could not be witnessed as being from Earth. If he simply identifies them by their earthly names without a place of origin, then there is no deceit or violation of any laws. Mayor urged to keep things among the group. Samjace explains that the knowledge about the help that she provides should be kept confidential within the group. Many other groups represent unreal factors which indulge in unbelievable and illogical fantasies. Among them are many conscious and unconscious deceivers. Mayor is urged to prevent his group from associating with any of them because they could be very dangerous. They have influence in certain circles and are not beneficial. Although he can hand over contact reports and photographs to outsiders, he is urged to not provide photo, negatives or other proof. In addition, he is cautioned to only give crystals and minerals to other group members or trustworthy individuals and never to strangers. He can perform lectures, but he must be very careful of the lecture materials. There are certain circles that are willing to use evil intrigues in order to seize possession of his materials. He must be careful because the plagiarans cannot interfere if he encounters difficulties. Mayor told to have others in group help him. Samjace comments on the fact that Mayor has taken a long time to contact her again, and is told about all of the things that he has been busy doing, including receiving information from Mathisata, helping others, and preparing a lecture that has taken 257 hours to complete. She states that she is pleased that he has done so much and will soon be able to give his first lecture. Mayor also tells her that he will be telling the group about its new organization. This pleases Samjace as she was concerned that he has worked alone without any help from others and there are things that he cannot do by himself. She tells him to insist that they help him. The others must serve their mission intuitively and energetically and not just be satisfied with recognizing the contact reports. Mayor agrees, but says that they have some doubts and fears. They fear public recognition that could cause them financial and professional setbacks and worry about their own existence when they spend their working time on their mission. Samjace agrees that some members have valid concerns, but others do not. Truth announcers have always had to deal with many troubles and they still served their mission well. Figure group missions from obligation. Mayor asks Samjace what missions lay inside of each group member and is told that it is the same as with him. Each person will take missions for themselves because of their own decisions and feelings toward obligations and the fulfillment of duty. Because of the consciousness that they have reached and the perceptions that they have yet to acquire, they join into a duty of obligation and assist him by caring for all of the concerns that he is not able to handle. They have mastered the material concerns which existed in an earlier time. Because Mayor is too modest, it threatens his mission if he will not allow these concerns to be given over to his assistants. Often, Mayor will not care enough for his own welfare because of his modesty, which results in the need for him to be mothered in this regard. His friends have recognized this and have devoted themselves to the necessary tasks. They do this in sincere love and joy with the assuredness of their recognition. They also do this because a consciousness about the truth has awakened inside of them and have found the way towards wisdom. They know that only with their common assistance is he able to fulfill his heavy and extremely important mission. So, they perform their duties and are helpful out of their own free will. Samjace says that she has not influenced them to do anything for anyone because that would not have been helpful. She only helped some of them to understand the truth so that they could decide for themselves what to do. Mayor assumes that there have been relationships in the distant past that have caused the group members to come together and this is confirmed. She says that she will prepare a contact report that explains everything, but it must only be kept within the group. The members of the innermost circle have become very knowledgeable and understand many more things than the others do. She expresses her dearest thanks and greetings to them. Plagiarans not allowed to determine members. When Mayor asks if Carlodis should be helpful to them, Samjace says that she is not allowed to determine this. Every human being must decide for themselves, independent from them. This is why they make themselves visible to only a few people. Just as Mayor must not reveal that he is a master of teaching, The plagiarans are not allowed to show themselves to humanity. This ensures that Earth human beings are self-supporting, think for themselves, and determine for themselves the true knowledge. If they were to appear in public and he were to appear as a great teacher, then Earth humans would again falter their beliefs and remain retarded in evolution. Nothing would succeed and humanity would not be free and autonomous. Because of this, only basic information is provided, which must be elaborated by themselves toward truth and knowledge. Any delivery of evidence, other than what is given to Maya, would only cause humanity to have new beliefs. Knowledge, truth, and wisdom cannot be achieved through evidence, but by one's own labor of thinking and an inner determination of clarity. Group members will incarnate in the center. Samjay says that every single member is working for their own evolution, both in this life and in their next rebirths as well. Many of Maya's group will incarnate in the center that they will build with help from the plagiarans. They will give instructions and assist with good advice. She says that she can tell who will have their next incarnations in the center and in what years it will occur. Some of the group will spend an extremely short time in the other world region before meeting again with the group in the center in physical form. The first of them will incarnate again between the years 2012 and 2025. Others will incarnate between 2033 and 2036 and the remaining ones between 2045 and 2072. This rapid sequence enables the work to continue without interruptions. In spite of all the coming confusion and wickedness, the group will slowly spread knowledge throughout the world and enable the immensely destructive beings of Earth to be led towards its true evolution. The missions of each person are very different there and often hardly recognizable by themselves. But, they are important and far-reaching in the future as well as today. The first ones will incarnate again in female form. Their names will be different, but ones of special value. This will be true for others as well, who return in male form between 2033 and 2036. Between the years of 2045 and 2072, people close to Maya, as well as others not known to him, will reappear and still meet with him. Group members will always recognize Billy. All of the group's descendants come again into the group. Part of them will come by the year 2017 because some of them will leave soon from this world. After a short absence, they will be born again in order to undertake special missions. Other group members will incarnate at different times starting in 1995. Those born outside of the center will reach the group in their later years after they have become self-supportive. Some will incarnate into a different sex and appear again after 2110. Others will be born thousands of kilometers away. One girl will be born after 2060 and a boy will be born after 2081 if he finds his final way to the group. The girl will not be far from the center, but her situation is not certain because she is not clear within herself about certain matters. She could stay away from the center and only appear from time to time. Members are able to determine incarnations. Samjay says that some of the group members appear to have doubts. All of them should be aware that, for the first time since their primary origins, they can be 100% certain of the place of their rebirth and can provide for their next life. This is provided because they are associated with the great mission. The normal run of evolution until rebirth would take some 10,000 years. Those who prepare now for this will achieve an unprecedented advantage and a chance for faster evolution of up to 124 years of spiritual development. They become elite entities and able to provide spiritual guidance and education for humanity on Earth. They all create their own destinies and are able to be chosen for coming things because of their labors here. Finances. Samjay agrees to bring stones and crystals. Samjay says that she will bring a piece of malachite stone for Maya's friend, FL. This should not be expected as standard practice, but she will bring stones and crystals for Maya's personal collection and for selling to others. She will also make an exception for his three closest friends. But, they must be patient because it will take some weeks for her to have the possibility to provide such things. Mayer's financial concerns. Mayer says that he is unable to find any calming time in his life. He explains that he works all day typing messages from Arat Athasattu and cannot understand how he can find the time to do all that is being asked of him. His contacts with her, the typing of the reports, the fulfillment of his missions, and the accomplishment of tasks demanded of him are all very time-consuming. He is unable to spend time earning a livelihood to support his family, and the gifts he receives from people that he is able to help and cure are not enough to live off of. Since their first contacts, he has been living off of his savings in his bank account. He has bought the necessary supplies and now his account is exhausted. He does not know how he will be able to continue as life on earth is dependent upon financial means. Samjace says that she understands his problems, but his work is far too important to be imperiled by sorrows of this kind. He has very good friends that will assist him. Just as in ancient times, the spreading of truth has always demanded things which are connected with problems. She does not understand why he worries so much about material things, since this is not in his character. Mayer finds her statements comical, since he must provide for his family and his expenses of house, telephone, electricity, and insurance are about 2,100 francs each month. The photographic costs are very expensive and he has drained his bank account. Samjace says that she now understands how he must be concerned about nourishment as well as many other matters that are important and inevitable. She had not taken this into account, since such problems are strange to her. Because he had not spoken of this before, she assumed that his livelihood would cover his needs. Under the circumstances, she believes that it would be best to delay some parts of their mission for future years. Mayer tells her that he grows older and will not always be around to do everything. She sees no other way than to limit different matters so that he can get a paying job to maintain his livelihood. She does not understand why he does not obtain financial help from his group, since this is of interest to all members. But Mayer points out that they must all care for their own livelihoods as well. Proposition to bring Mayer crystals to sell. Samjace tells Mayer that she has proposed, several times before, to bring crystals which he could sell. He was under the impression that he should keep them to himself, but she only meant that he maintains certain security precautions. Mayer asks how he should offer these things to people and expresses concern that the materials might be detected as not being of earthly origin. He is told that his friends will help him with sales and the best analysis could not detect any difference in the origins of the materials. Although all material things do absorb different rays, their technology allows them to remove other rays and insert earthly rays so that no difference can be detected. If extraterrestrial rays were not removed, then they could be detected and even dangerous to many forms of life. Mayer's financial problems. Regarding the delay of his mission, Mayer asks what portions should be delayed and whether this is good and useful. Samjace says that delays would not be practical, and so she will confer with others and consider the situation thoroughly. Mayer apologizes for not being able to survive without further financial income. He is still able to sustain himself and his family for another 30 or 40 days by reducing everything to a minimum. He thinks that it is possible for him to sell the crystals with help from his friends. He wants to use the remaining time to determine if something can be done. This delights Samjace and says that this is something that does not just concern him, but all of mankind. Samjace obtained precious stones from Mars. Samjace says that while she was on Mars, she found something beautiful and hands Mayer a large piece of ruby in as oyset base. He expresses his delight with it and thanks her for it. She tells him to keep it for himself and says that she has another piece from her home world that was requested by his friend. He thanks her again and says that his friend will be glad to receive it. Mayer asks if she could bring him a piece of malachite and a smaragd for his own personal collection. She says that she will, but not smaragds in its pure form or anything else of precious form because of the materialistic nature on earth. He says that he understands and thanks her. Mayer, anti-materialist. Mayor complains that life is very uncomfortable for him and that his finances are really looking a bit lousy. Samjace agrees with him, but says that he is out of touch with material values. She advises that he pay attention to the fact that he is to perform a very great mission which serves all of mankind on Earth. He should be rewarded by his fellow human beings and he should care about that. He says that it is impossible because he is a helpless anti-materialist and is not allowed to be paid for his knowledge.